I joined what they called the anti-fascist group. And we used to go to all the meetings. Every week we went somewhere. Then I joined the Labour Party. I was only young. I've been about 60 years. I used to march on May Day, the Cable Street one. I never see so many people, more people than if the Queen was coming. People shouting, "They shall not pass," you know. Dockers, everybody was there. And the police, you couldn't move, you know. A lot of Jewish people were in the anti-fascist group. I would say three quarters. Because it's a Jewish area. Round here, not now, but round here was a Jewish area. Along Whitechapel, there was all Jewish shops. Everything was Jewish. And being Jewish, I mixed in with them. I stood at the corner there, Neiman Street, and I watched the police coming with the horseback, people throwing marbles. I didn't agree with that. The horses used to fall, you know, I didn't like. People were shouting and screaming. And I walked down to Cable Street, and I saw the lorry turned over and the bit of scuffles going on. Well, I didn't want to get mixed in with fights, you know, me being a woman. So then I started walking down to the tower and I see black shirts all lined up. They were all ready for marching. Mosley was there, buckles on them in the black uniforms they were in. So I come away from there and I went back to where I started from, the anti-fascist group. So we marched along Whitechapel where the black shirts wanted to go and we went to Victoria Park. We were pleased that they never let the black shirts come on the scene because the anti-fascists were shouting, "They shall not pass," you know. If they would have let them through, there'd have been bloodshed because there wasn't enough police to hold the people back.